Japan's Prime Minister today failed to an opposition agreement to extend a naval mission backing US-led Afghan operations, meaning it is now certain to be halted for months. Linda Bordoni reports.
Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda is struggling against a newly confident opposition to enact a bill allowing Japan's Navy to keep providing fuel for US and other ships patrolling the Indian Ocean. The United States says the activities are vital to the fight against global terrorism. Yesterday, a Japanese supply ship carried out its last refueling operation under the current law, which expires on November the 1st. Opposition Democratic Party leader Ichiro Ozawa objects to the mission, in part because he says it lacks a formal UN mandate. The Democrats and their smaller allies control Parliament's upper house and can therefore delay legislation. Kaumi Kobayashi, a journalist at Japan's Kyoto News Agency, told us more.
Prime Minister Yasuo Fukuda's government is trying to continue the mission by seeking the approval of the Parliament. But it doesn't seem an easy job for him because the opposition camp is clearly opposed to the plan to continue the mission.
Fukuda's predecessor, Shinzo Abe, quit suddenly last month after a year in office plagued by scandals and gaffes involving cabinet ministers, saying he hoped to clear the way for extending the naval program. The US says a permanent halt would send a very bad message to the international community and to terrorists. But some analysts say the US-Japan alliance is unlikely to be seriously dented by a halt to the mission. I'm Linda Bordoni.